Good evening. This is Rick Harmon, and I wanted to take a little bit of time to talk to everybody here this evening about the decision to close the Blind Geek Zone. This is a decision that has kind of been in the back of my head now for a couple of months. It started after I took on the Blind Cool Tech Archive Project and the continual problems that I've had with DreamHost ever since. As you all know, in early August, mid to late July, we added the Blind Cool Tech Archive section to the website, which increased the size of everything by gigantic amounts. We went from about 16 gigs of data on the site to nearly 60 gigs now. Also, bandwidth for Blind Geek Zone went up drastically from about 40 gigs a month to, in some cases, well over 100, and in one case, over 200 gigs a month. The increased size of the Blind Cool Tech pages for WordPress also caused extreme increases in the amount of RAM that the server required, which in turn made me go from a standard server on DreamHost, which is $11 a month, to two virtual private servers, one for the website content and the other for the WordPress servers. That DreamHost initially told me would be adequate at their lowest levels, which meant that I was probably going to spend something like $25 a month. So in August, I switched over to the VPSs and immediately found out that DreamHost had fed me a line, and I immediately started having to increase the amount of RAM for the servers because they were continually rebooting due to going past 125% of their usage limits. And this has continued on even up until recent times. I'm now, I believe both servers are now set at 700 megs each, which means we're using 1.4 gigs a month, and it's $35 for each one of those servers, which is $70. And they give me a little bit of a discount for having two servers instead of one, so it brings it down to like $62 or $63 a month. And that really isn't necessarily the problem since I've been working. You know, the cost of the website hasn't been near the problem as the performance. The performance from DreamHost has went downhill on a continual basis. And it seems regardless of the amount of RAM that I throw at the server, it's still sluggish. It still has issues. My mail list servers have been down now like two or three times in the last 4 or 5 months, and they are currently down again, and I've just had to write to somebody at DreamHost requesting that those servers be rebooted and got back online. I've been having continual problems with WordPress as well, and a cache that they've been suggesting I use to keep memory usage down. Every time we put an update on the site, the caches have to be reset and cleared out, or the updates don't actually show, and that's caused some problems a few times when I was out of town, and I'd put some people's contributions up and they were there, and then all of a sudden they were gone, and somebody would write me back, where'd my contribution go? And I don't know. And finally figured out that it was the caching that was doing that for whatever reason. So the updates take a long time now. It used to take me a minute or two to approve a contribution and get it posted and go on my way. Now sometimes it takes 10 minutes or more. and everything's just sluggish. So finally, here in early January, I just finally decided that with the amount of work I'm doing and the lack of time I have to get the website moved, because I've really come to the conclusion that's what's going to have to happen, is the website is just simply going to have to move. And I don't have the time to do that. It's going to take a lot of work to move Blank Geek Zone to another host. It's certainly not impossible to do, but it's time intensive. And I just don't have that many hours in the day with my job. So what I've decided for now, unfortunately, instead of just letting the site kind of dwindle and, you know, be sluggish and not really work well, not really letting people download a whole lot of files at once because it'll crash the site, you know, I've just decided, well, to close the website. I've kind of moderated here in the last day or so because I've been bombarded with messages, emails, a couple of phone calls, you know, people not wanting BGZ to go away. And I certainly understand that. I don't want BGZ to go away. I've enjoyed the last 8 years providing podcasts to the community and having others provide podcasts through the website to the community. You know, everybody says it's a great place. You know, I've had message after message, you know, well, we're sorry to see it go. We don't want it to go. And I certainly appreciate that. You know, it definitely has made me think a lot. But I still have come down to, I didn't know where to go. You know, a lot of people have given me suggestions for hosts, and when I've looked at them, well, they all say they're the best hosts around, but, you know, I've never heard of them, or they're overseas. You know, and it's really, you really want your host to be near you to access it quickly, you know, lag times and stuff. And a lot of these were overseas I hadn't heard of. Some people have been very, very generous and have offered to, you know, share my files, share or actually let me host on their servers that they're running on their own. And while I deeply appreciate the offers, my next concern is then, well, what happens in 3 months or 6 months when the person offering these services finds out that, well, bandwidth is excessive, or just eating too much of their resources? You know, and I certainly don't blame them that they say, well, we can't do this anymore. Or for whatever reason, they just decide they're not going to run a server anymore and pull the plug. So I decided that I still want to pay a server. Paying's not the problem. But what is the problem is paying for something and not getting the quality. And that's what's happening with me right now at DreamHost. The quality for the amount of dollar I'm paying, it's just absurd. Finally, last night, J.J. Meadow over at Blind Barkins messaged me. And, you know, I said, well, hey, you know, we're using such and such servers, and we're not paying anywhere near the amount you are. And I was thinking about it, and I was talking to Jeff Bishop this morning. I said, you know, well, if these servers are working for Blind Barkins, which is a higher traffic site than BGZ, and, you know, it's meeting their requirements, then, hey, surely it can meet ours. I've looked at the site, the hosting site, and it's called, what's it called? Future Hosting. And Liam Irving is using it as well for his efforts and his games website, things like that. And he says he's happy with them. The prices are fairly pricey, but they have managed servers, and they offer something that DreamHost doesn't offer. Actual live proactive tech support. You pay an extra $10 a month on top of your service plan, and you actually get them to monitor your site and your servers on a regular basis, and if they see something wrong, they'll fix it. Now, DreamHost just says, well, we'll just let your servers go down. We really don't care as long as we're getting our money from you. You know, you'll contact us and let us know something's wrong. Well, I shouldn't have to be contacting you. You should be, for that kind of money, proactively looking at my best interests. And that's what this other hosting is going to do. So I do want to take a look at it. I'm trying to decide right now if Blind Geek Zone can live as it currently is now, or the costs are going to force me to, unfortunately, maybe give up the Blind Cool Tech Archive. I saw one plan for $54.95 a month that is right at the limits of what BGZ is using for hard disk space right now. It would only give us a gig or two for room to grow, which, you know, unless we drastically cut some stuff back, is going to mean that Blind Geek Zone could no longer accept contributions. It would just kind of be a static website, couldn't grow anymore. So the next plan up gives me 80 gigs, and it's $64.99 a month, I believe. Then we add the $10 for the technical support, so that'd take it up to about $75 a month. It's a lot of money, you know, and I, like I said, I don't mind paying it if I'm going to get what I expect from it. We all have to understand that operating websites the size of BGZ, and BGZ has become very large and complicated, are cheap. It's certainly not a professional site like IBM or Microsoft or Google or something like that, but still, we're using a good amount of resources, and you're going to have to pay a certain amount of money for quality hosting. So again, thanks to Blind Bargains, this looks to be something that they're very happy with. Liam says he's very happy with them. And for those two to say that, you know, makes me happy, because I know if they weren't happy, they would certainly, you know, not be using them for their needs. So BGZ is going to shut down on February 20th. Or at least virtually shut down. I'm not sure how much of it can be left up and active. I'm going to have to look at the server usage limits and stuff and see what's going on here after I've dropped Blind Cool Tech back out of the picture. And I know a couple people have already asked, you know, can you put Blind Cool Tech back up? And no, I cannot do that right now. It's prohibitive, and it's causing serious detrimental effects to Blind Geek Zone. And so no matter how much I want that up right now, it just can no longer be up. And I think you would all agree that it's better that BGZ survive for right now, for the next month, without Blind Cool Tech, instead of me just turning the whole thing off, which is you know, what I'm going to have to do to move it. So, but I'm going to look at this future hosting, and I'm going to see what my options are there, what I think I can afford for long-term hosting, and, you know, see how this works out. If everything goes well and the site can be moved easy enough, it's going to take some effort to move the site. I really don't know a lot about doing that. And, you know, it's moving the WordPress database, the WordPress content, the domain DNS and everything, the name servers, the mailing lists, the email accounts, you know, everything. I have a couple other domains on the DreamHost that I'm going to leave there until I get BGZ somewhere, and then I'll decide about them later, since they're just very small places that I'm helping out here locally for free, just to help them out, and they're not really impacted right now by the problems. So I did, you know, want to put this out there. I do want to let you know that it is my hope that Blind Geek Zone will not die on February 20th and never come back. I would like to bring it back. It may have to be a leaner website. You know, there may have to be some changes, but I would like that to live. Blind Cool Tech, you know, a lot of people have downloaded that. It's not nearly as much in jeopardy as it was when the files were just scattered across the four winds. There are a lot of people now that have that whole collection. So if I can't put it back up, you know, it's still available in other places. I know other places are bit syncing it and things like that. And, you know, we'll find a way maybe to get that through Dropbox or OneDrive or something. I don't know. And if things work out right, maybe, just maybe, it'll be able to come back with Blind Geek Zone on a new host if things are working right. Time will tell. We will have to see. But I thank everybody for their comments Everybody has been very supportive of me. And, you know, that's a good feeling. And yesterday, you know, I was ready just to pull the plug and just say, well, you know, hey, it's been a great 8-year effort, but, you know, all things must pass. It's obvious that the community doesn't want the website to go away, so I will try to make this outage hopefully as quick as possible and, you know, get Blind Geek Zone back up and alive here somewhere again, hopefully by the spring. So, all right. Well, thank you again. And I'll get this post up to the website so everybody can give it a listen. And I'll say goodbye for now, and hopefully we'll be able to talk to you again in the not-too-recent future.